Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
We thank God for this authority and this power that He's given us. In Ephesians chapter 3, when we see in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, I'm going to cover this and then we're going to stop. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, I want you to think about this magnificent promise. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. What's already ours? Everything. Everything that was available to Jesus is available to you and I as sons of God. That scripture, Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be. Now you can understand why Paul can say, blessed be. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings are ours, whether we know it or not. What are these mighty blessings? Salvation, it's a free gift. Healing, it's yours. All these things. Prosperity, it's yours. Everything is yours. Power over the devil, it's yours. And number three, He is our strength, Psalms 27:1. The next one, He is our wisdom, our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Number five, a believer is a possessor. He has eternal life. Number six, we have all our needs met. Be a tither, Philippians 4:19. Number seven, we are in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Number eight, we are redeemed, Ephesians 1:7. Number nine, we are sons of God, 1 John 3:2. 10, all we have to do to get the Holy Spirit is ask, Luke 11:13. 11, the name of Jesus belongs to us, use it. Number 12, God is our own Father. 13, Jesus is our own Lord, our advocate, our master, our brother. 14, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. 15, healing is ours. 16, strength is ours. 17, light and wisdom is ours. 18, eternal life belongs to us. 19, He is our supply. 20, He is our sufficiency. 21, He is love in us. All this is yours when you first believe and is not dependent on our individual faith to receive it. These things are just yours. When you realize everything is yours, it's amazing right there. I'm going to start right there next healing school. I'm going to continue. Lord, I worship You and praise You and thank You for the beautiful things that You do for us. I thank You for the Word of God. I thank You for how wonderful the Word of God is and how it brings forth signs, miracles, and wonders. Lord, when we come to You in faith after we've repented and walk in obedience, nothing is impossible with You. So, Lord, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for the privilege to teach Your people Your Word, and I praise You and thank You for the privilege to pray for the sick and what You call go and heal the sick. And, Lord, we do it all in Your name. Actually, You're the one doing it, but we're the ones that gets to actually do the physical work that brings You on the scene. And so, Lord, You told us to go and save the lost, heal the sick, cast out devils. And, Lord, we're thankful for the privilege to do that. And we're thankful, Lord, that You show up and do these mighty things for us. Now, Lord, as we teach the Word today, I ask You to anoint me with the Holy Spirit and power. I ask You to speak through me. I ask You to give the people that will hear this teaching, wherever they may be, revelation and wisdom and understanding. May You change their life and make the Word of God so simple for them that they will learn who they are and their authority over sin, over sickness and disease, and over the devil in the name of Jesus. Lord, I praise You and thank You for the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now then, for this testimony, I want this gentleman to come up here, and I want you to tell us what the Lord did for you. Every testimony is magnificent, regardless of how little or how big. Just tell us what happened, sir.
Well, it was about a week ago. In fact, it was the day after Sunday when I came here for the first time to listen to you speak. And after being discipled by a brother of mine about healing, I actually just decided to take the word at its word. And so I started speaking the scriptures over myself and prayed that the Lord would heal me of the cyst that was developing back there. And in the matter of a week, I watched as it gradually went down, and now it is entirely gone.
Amen.
And it's all to the glory of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the King. Thank you. Praise the Lord. You know, talking about that cyst, I'll have to say that years ago, when I was still working as an engineer, I was in Houston, Texas. In fact, it was 1993. Yeah, 93. I was in Houston, Texas, renovating about a 50,000 square foot building. And while we were down there running around, of course, I'm always praising the King, talking about Jesus and all the wonderful things that Jesus does. And so there was a man came in one day and he said, "You're always praising the Lord." I said, "Sure I am." I said, "I love God and I love Him." And I said, "I love to see Him do wonderful things when I praise Him." In fact, I looked at him and I says, "Those great big cysts you got on the back of your neck." I said, "You got a big one behind both ears." He said, "Yes, I've had those surgically removed 3 times. And he said, "They always come back." I said, "It's just the devil." I said, "How would you like to get rid of those permanently?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I guarantee when I lay my hands on you, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18, and I rebuke the devil and command him to get his hands off of you and pray for the Lord to restore you back to normal, I guarantee they'll go away." Why can you guarantee something like that? Because who made me the promise, J.C.?
Praise the Lord.
The Lord. That's right. Praise the Lord. If the Lord made me that promise in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, Jesus did say, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Now, I realize today in the church, most of the church was like I was for the first 45 years of my life. I didn't believe. I didn't believe. I mean, I said I was a believer, and I said I believed God's Word, but it was obvious I didn't believe the Word of God. So when I began to get to where I did believe the promises that was written in the Word of God, I mean, after all, how much simpler could Jesus have made it than to say, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall drive out demons. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." So if Jesus said that and made that statement that clear and that simple, then why could not take that man as a believer that had them big old cysts behind both ears, why couldn't I lay my hands on him, command those things to leave in the name of Jesus, and say, "Now then, Father, thank you for healing him. It's done." And then turn and say, "I guarantee it's done because Jesus made you the promise." And you turn and walk off. And the guy was an electrician, and he finished that job that day, and he was out on another job for about a week. And then I got ready for some more lights to be hooked up in the facility I was working on, and I called that electrical company, and they sent that same guy. When he came in, when he came walking through the door, he said, "Where's Thurman?" One of the guys said, "He's back there in one of the back rooms." He come running back there and said, "Thurman, praise God, look, look. No cyst on either ear." I said, "Isn't Jesus wonderful?" I said, "Now then that you've seen him do these great and mighty works, I said, you need to make sure you find you a good church. You need to start attending. You need to start worshiping and praising the King every day. Read his word every day so that you can keep that devil away from you." Because I said, if you don't fall back in with the Lord and start serving him, eventually you'll forget where your healing came from, and the enemy will come back and he'll get you again. So I said, you have to know who the enemy is and what he's doing to you and your power and your authority over him in the name of Jesus. Now, that's where we've missed it. So now then, today, we're going to continue on. We're making a new tape. And since we're making a tape, and I'm trying to teach this with an outline so that I can keep some continuity in this thing, I'm going to start today right where I left off last week. Now then, last month. Now then, I'm going to recap just a tiny little bit of the last thing I said on that last tape. Now then, this is where I want you to realize. I want you to go with me to Ephesians 1:3. And when you get to Ephesians 1:3, I don't know how many times I read that scripture, but it didn't really make any sense to me because I didn't get revelation on it. But as we read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, I want you to see from your own Bible what the Word of God says. And then I want you to realize that this is what belongs to every one of us as believers. Now, if you're like I was, for years I prayed and asked God to give me things that was already mine. And the reason I couldn't get them is because I'm praying and asking Him for something, and He's saying, son, they're already yours. They're over there in your toy box. Go over there and get them. But, you know, that's kind of like a child come in and say, Daddy, I want a train. He said, well, son, I bought you once over in your toy box. Well, Daddy, I don't believe that. Daddy, I want a train. Son, it's over there in your toy box. Well, Daddy, I want a teddy bear to play. Well, son, I bought you two of them. They're over there in your toy box. But, Daddy, I don't believe that. Well, now, that child, until he becomes like this nursery that we built out there in my son's building, we put two or three boxes full of toys. If it's one thing, you don't have to tell the children. When they walk in the front door of that big room and they look and see all them boxes of toys, you don't have to tell them. They go charging into those boxes because they see stuff sticking out of the top. They know that's the toy boxes. And so in a few minutes, they got stuff scattered all over the room. And they're all having a ball. See, the toys are in the toy box. You got to go get them. Well, let me show you some of the toys that God has given us in this magnificent teaching. Look in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you wonder why that Paul could say such a wonderful thing. Blessed be.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or if you'll contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.